The news was published on Thursday, October 3, 2024. I am Eva. Hey there, tech enthusiasts. Have you heard the latest buzz in the AI world? OpenAI's just dropped a bombshell called ChatGPT Canvas. And let me tell you, it's shaking things up big time. Imagine having a supercharged text editor that's like your very own AI sidekick. It's not just any old upgrade. We're talking about a whole new way of creating content alongside artificial intelligence. Now, picture this. You're working on a project, and instead of constantly scrolling through a chat window, you've got this nifty separate space where you and the AI can brainstorm together. It's like having a super smart friend sitting right next to you, ready to pitch in ideas or help refine your work. And the best part? You can tweak any part of your project on the fly, with the AI adapting and responding in real time. It's like collaborative magic, but with circuits and algorithms instead of wands and spells. But wait, there's more. This isn't just for the wordsmiths out there. If you're a coding wizard, ChatGPT Canvas has got your back too. Whether you're debugging a tricky piece of code or trying to optimize your algorithm, this AI companion is right there with you, offering suggestions and helping you iron out those pesky bugs. It's like pair programming, but your partner never needs a coffee break or gets distracted by cat videos. And get this, Canvas is smart enough to know when you need it. Yep, you heard that right. It can pop up on its own when it thinks your chat could use a little extra oomph. It's like having a personal assistant who just knows when you need that extra bit of help without you having to ask. Talk about reading the room. You know, this whole Canvas thing is really taking me back. It's got me thinking about when Google Docs first hit the scene. Man, that was a game changer, wasn't it? I remember when we were all stuck using clunky old Word documents, emailing versions back and forth like we were playing some kind of digital hot potato. And then boom, Google Docs drops, and suddenly we're all editing in real time, watching each other's cursors zip around the page like it's some kind of word processing dance party. It was wild, right? No more of that final V2.doc nonsense. We could all be in the same document at the same time from anywhere in the world. It was like magic, but with spreadsheets and bullet points instead of rabbits and top hats. And let's not forget about those comment threads. Suddenly, your coworker could call you out on your terrible grammar right there in the margins. Fun times. But seriously, Google Docs revolutionized the way we work together. It made collaboration smoother than a freshly waxed bobsled track. No more version control headaches or lost edits. It was like someone had taken all our collaborative nightmares and tossed them out the window. And now with this Canvas thing, it feels like we're on the cusp of another big shift. It's like deja vu, but with more AI and less, why can't I access this file? And speaking of deja vu, Canvas is also giving me major flashbacks to when GitHub Copilot launched. Now that was another moment that had us all sitting up and taking notice. It was like someone had strapped a rocket to the back of coding and said, "Let's see how fast this baby can go." Remember how mind-blowing it was? Suddenly, we had this AI sidekick that could finish our code sentences for us. It was like having a super smart, never-tired coding buddy who was always ready to lend a hand. No more endless Google searches for that one specific syntax you could never remember. Copilot was right there, whispering sweet code nothings in your ear. It completely changed the game for developers. Tasks that used to take hours could be knocked out in minutes. It was like having a cheat code for programming. And the best part? It learned from you. The more you used it, the better it got at predicting what you needed. It was like raising a little AI child that grew up to be a coding prodigy. Looking ahead, I wouldn't be surprised if we see Canvas integrating DALL-E for image generation. Just imagine, you're typing away on your next big project and bam! With a simple prompt, you've got custom illustrations popping up right alongside your text. It'd be like having a personal artist on standby ready to bring your words to life with visuals tailored exactly to your needs. This could be a game changer for content creators, bloggers, and even students working on presentations. No more trawling through stock photo sites or settling for generic clip art. You could describe precisely what you want, a futuristic cityscape with flying cars and holographic billboards, and have it materialized before your eyes. The potential for creating rich, multimedia content on the fly is mind-boggling. It could revolutionize how we approach visual storytelling, making it more accessible and dynamic than ever before. And let's not forget about the time-saving aspect. Instead of switching between different tools and platforms, everything would be right there in one seamless interface. It's the kind of integration that could make Canvas not just a writing tool, but a full-fledged content creation powerhouse. There's a good chance we'll see other tech giants scrambling to catch up. Maybe Microsoft will soup up Word with similar AI collaboration features. I mean, can you imagine opening up good old Word and finding an AI writing buddy ready to help you polish your prose? It's not far-fetched at all. Microsoft's already dipped its toes in the AI waters with Copilot, so beefing up Word seems like a logical next step. They might even go a step further and integrate this across their entire Office suite. Picture Excel spreadsheets that can explain themselves, or PowerPoint presentations that design themselves based on your content. Google's not likely to sit on its hands either. They've got a treasure trove of data and some serious AI chops. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Google Docs evolve into a supercharged collaborative platform, maybe even with real-time language translation thrown in for good measure. And let's not forget about Apple. They're always full of surprises. Maybe we'll see Pages transform into an AI-powered creative studio. The tech world is like a game of leapfrog, and OpenAI just made a big jump. Now it's everyone else's turn to catch up and maybe even push the boundaries further. We could be on the cusp of a new era in productivity software, where AI isn't just a feature, but a core part of how we interact with these tools. In the long run, this could change how we think about authorship. We might end up with a new category of content that's co-created by humans and AI in real time. It's a bit mind-bending when you really think about it. Where does the human's contribution end and the AI's begin? It's like a literary jazz duet with ideas bouncing back and forth, riffing off each other in ways we've never seen before. We might need to come up with new terms to describe this collaborative process. AI-assisted doesn't quite capture the depth of the interaction. Maybe we'll talk about hybrid creativity or augmented authorship. This could open up fascinating discussions in academic circles about the nature of creativity and originality. Are we entering an era where the lines between human and machine intelligence start to blur in the creative process? It's not just about writing either. This could extend to music composition, scientific research, even legal document drafting. Imagine a world where every piece of content comes with a creativity breakdown, showing the interplay between human and AI input. It could revolutionize how we approach copyright and intellectual property rights. And let's not forget about education. How do we teach and assess writing skills in a world where AI collaboration is the norm? It's exciting and a little daunting, but one thing's for sure. The way we think about creating and consuming content is about to undergo a massive shift. The news was brought to you by Listen2, This is Eva,